That actually got rid of some background noise. Okay, you got me. Okay, what do you want to know? I know you got to have a question, Susan. What is it?
Okay, why couldn't you use Luna to make the phone lines work?
I wasn't trying. It wasn't my job.
Okay. For granted. And I'll take responsibility for that. There's a step I maybe should have done that would have made a difference for you guys, and I forgot to do that.
That's okay. No problem.
All right. Let's don't waste your time. Who has questions?
Okay, what is the single ritual that produces magical results? That's within your letter, and I was wondering what that is.
Now we can talk about something. Let's take an understanding. Why do we learn Huna? I mean, when you really think about it, what are we doing? Are we just talking to our internal selves? No. We're learning our relationships through the three parts, meaning conscious, basic self, and high self, and how we interrelate with the living divine force, or the Kiyakua, and that energy. That energy is within us. Now, having said that to you, that's a sacred agreement that you have. You're born with it. What your job is to do is to develop it and make it grow. So, if there's any one ritual, if there's any one singular thing that you do, it's called a prayer action or a ha rite. And it doesn't matter whether you call it a ha rite, a prayer action, a meditation with energy, with intent. The bottom line is that you call it what it is, and the bottom line comes down to what is that single ritual? Through my basic self and my high self, I pray. And that's the only ritual you need. End of story, right there. You can add to that if you like, through my basic self to my high self I pray, from my conscious self to my high self I pray. That's the ritual. That's the most powerful thing you can learn, because the only ritual that counts is that internal communication. Anything else is a distraction, unless it gets you through. Rituals were designed to teach people to do certain things in a lock and step that allowed for certain things to occur, but they're always limited. I had a student in the last class that I taught in Pacifica, California, on May 1, write me an email and say, "Do you have any special prayers for this or for that?" And I almost said, y'all didn't get it, did you? The special prayers through your basic self, to your high self, you pray. It is not what I say the ritual is, it's what you say the ritual is. You have to develop the things inside of you, and if you're looking somewhere else for somebody else to tell you that, then you're not doing the co-creation as a creator should be. Part of what works and why it works is because we focus on doing that healing that comes into our space. Does that make sense to you? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, like, when I'm trying to send a healing energy or a healing for this...
You don't send healing energy.
Well, yeah, that's why I was getting confused in there. I'm hearing you, so what I should be doing then is I have the thought about the cat being healed. Go through the basic self, and then send the energy up through the higher self and just let it happen if it's going to happen.
Well, it's not about if it's going to happen. The joy of learning to practice Huna is you can find out in advance. Isn't that one of the reasons Huna prayers are so powerful, period, is because you have an internal communication that you can use to get the answer ahead of time. In other words, if your Amakua is not willing to cooperate with you about this, there's not a reason in the world to continue forward.
Okay. Because
your high self is the part of you that creates that future. And when you're doing healing work, you know, there's this assumption that everybody's supposed to get healed. Wrong answer. Not
right.
Everybody can get healed. And that doesn't mean that that they can't be. It just means that you're not the one to do it with them. What it means is that some part of you is not willing to cooperate in that process. So when you don't send, I hear these people tell me all the time about, oh, I'm going to send them energy. Excuse me, why do you do that? That's your energy you're giving away. And the only thing you should be giving your energy away for is opening that gateway so that you can have that divine force flow. It takes your energy to open that gateway, but you don't need to be giving it away to anybody else, nor do you need to be opening that door for anybody else to have it. Why don't we just, you know, it's like, why don't we just walk around and get naked so everybody can chew on us, you know?
That would be a scary, ugly thing. Okay. So you're saying about just letting the energy flow, and then if it's supposed to flow to the cat, it flows, and that's it?
Well, if you're going to heal an animal, 90% of the time, most animals have a group soul. A group soul means that that one soul force, in other words, it's still a cat, but it might have 50 cats attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not worry about the cat itself. I would go and send, I would do my healing resolution, a prayer action, toward the group soul in that specific cat right there. In other words, I would get my Amaku to contact the Amaku of that group soul cat, and I asked that cat be healed. And then after I got that connection done, my next statement would be, is through my basic self to my high self, I pray, thank you for healing this animal, if it is for its highest good and healing now, through its group soul. Or I would say, thank you, you know, through my basic self to my high self, or my conscious self to my high self, to the group soul of this cat, thank you for healing this animal, as if it's already done. We're not asking you to do it, we're telling it, thanking you for it already getting done.
Right.
That's in balance with the laws of attraction. Your Amakua will determine whether or not that's going to happen or not, but it's just general principle. If you're going to make the request, attract it to you as being already done. That makes sense to you?
Yeah, 100%. I like that.
So this statement, you know, I'm going to draw something for everybody's attention that can hear my voice right now, and I really, really want you all to hear this. Words have meaning. The whole principle, this was called the Tower of Babel effect, but the whole point comes down to, we just go, I just see these people running around blabbing their mouth left and right on all sorts of stuff, and I don't think they have a clue what they're doing. And what I'm trying to point out is, in the Hawaiian culture, Hawaiians understood that words could literally heal you or kill you. They understood it better than most people, and their language has got more vowels in it than any other language on the planet, to my knowledge. And I may be wrong about that, but it's certainly up there in the top 10. I mean, you don't have to, any Hawaiian word, I mean, one of the phrases that's used in the Hawaiian language after a prayer is said is done, I just listen to the vowels contained into this. Au mama, ua noa, lele, wale, akuala. You think there are any vowels in there? You'd like skippy there are, and vowels attract, consonants separate. And they have a language that's got more vowels in it than anything else, and they're living in the flow on a daily basis, so they were very careful as to what they said and how they said it, because they didn't want to accidentally create. In Hebrew or Aramaic, the bottom line was in the Jewish disciplines, they changed the name of God something like 6,000 in the scrolls over 6,000 times because they didn't want people accidentally saying the name of God and opening up a channel. We are creators. Why do you learn Huna? To learn to be a better creator, to learn to make more definite and certain your relationship so that you can be a participant in this system and start taking responsibility to making it a better place to be. We are in charge of what is created around here, not the other way around. That make sense?
Uh-huh. Yes, a lot of sense.
Anybody, did I answer your question to your satisfaction?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, anybody else?
Yes.
Go
what
ahead.
Is aqua cords?
That's an excellent question. I hope I can answer that to your satisfaction.
Nancy from California.